Dear Lord, we just thank you for our brother Jake and for his willingness to research and his willingness to share and his willingness to pray with us. Father, I pray that you'll be with Jake this morning. Open our ears, open our hearts. May we learn all that we can about you at this time. In your name, amen.
Amen. I got here at a little after 8 this morning, and nobody was here. Eloise's car wasn't here, and nobody else. I thought, geez, what's going on here? I didn't set my clock, obviously. But did I miss the rapture? That was one thing that popped in my head. Or are people just not coming because I was going to speak today? So anyway, here I am. I'm going to talk about the watchman, and I'm going to talk about the election, too. So I'm reading from Ezekiel 33, 1-6. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, speak to your countrymen and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land choose one of their men and make them their watchman, and he sees the sword coming against the land, and blows the trumpet to warn the people. If anyone hears the trumpet but does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes his life, his blood will be on his own head, since he heard the sound of the trumpet but did not take warning. His blood will be on his own head. If he had taken the warning, he would have saved himself. But if the watchman sees the sword coming, does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes the life of one of them, that man will be taken away because of his sin, but I will hold the watchman accountable for his blood. Jeremiah 51:12 says, station the watchman. Micah 7:4, the day of the watchman has come. And Jeremiah 31:6, there will be a day when the watchman cry out. And I believe now is one of those days. God has anointed the church to be the watchman over his creation. What does a watchman do? In ancient time, he stood on the walls of the city to keep watch. He could see a great distance from his perch and see who was coming, a messenger, a friend, a foe, an attack from an enemy army. He would then sound the trumpet to warn the people, depending on the situation. John 16:13, the Holy Spirit will tell us of what is yet to come. The watchman would not only see with his physical eyes, he often had prophetic gifts and the ability to see into the spiritual distance, to see what lied ahead. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah, Elisha, Samuel, and many others were some of the watchmen over the nation of ancient Israel. A watchman must supply accurate reports, must be a person of integrity, willing to work day or night, a person of courage. He must have good vision and good hearing to hear what God is saying. He often needs to respond quickly. God is raising up watchmen and prophets in these end times. What are the watchmen saying today? I wasn't going to do this type of message today. When Pastor Beth asked me to share, she usually gives me advance notice, and I always seek out what I believe God wants me to talk about. This time I felt God gave me the message before Pastor Beth even asked me to speak. I asked God if he wanted me to do this type of message about a month ago. If so, I would have the opportunity. And I hesitate, like, it always seemed like a negative message, but are not scripturally based, but I believe that God asked me to do this ahead of time, and Pastor Beth asked me to share today. So here we are, 2 days before the election. 1 Chronicles 12:32 says, the men of Issachar understood the times and knew what to do. And I believe the men and women of Wellspring understand at times and know what we need to do. As parents and grandparents, we are called to be watchmen also. watchmen over our families, our children, and grandchildren. The election is in 2 days. We're all tired of the chatter, the bickering on the news networks. According to news, the main issues are inflation, gas prices, crime, and abortion. I disagree. I believe the main issue this election is our children and grandchildren. Jesus said in Matthew 18, 5 and 6, whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. One time our schools provided a safe environment for our kids. Now the schools are not only failing to teach the basics, but teachers are now attempting to indoctrinate kids into an ungodly lifestyle. Grooming is the term used. Drag show story times are now part of the mandatory curriculum in New York City schools. Many schools now have in their libraries books with pictures of explicit sex acts, books with perversions between adults and children. This is not just in high school, but in grade schools as well. The administration school boards attempt to silence parents when they try to stop this madness. One politician running for governor said parents should not have the right to be involved with their school children's what they're teaching their children. That politician was soundly defeated because of what he said. Just last week, a 14-year-old girl in Merlin went to the school administration and told them that a boy was in the locker room watching the girls get dressed and undressed. Guess which student was suspended? Not the boy who went in the girls' locker room. Yeah. Not the trans student, but the young girl who complained. They said she asked why she was suspended. She said it was because she didn't use the proper pronoun. I don't know if everybody's heard of CRT, critical race theory, which pits one race against another, claiming one race has had privilege over the other, and therefore we have to make amends for this. It's just another form of reverse racism. Probably the greatest current crime against our children is convincing them that a lot of them suffer from gender dysphoria. This type of grooming sometimes begins as early as kindergarten. They want children to be put on puberty blockers so they can alter their sex. Hormone blockers isn't enough for these demented people. They want it to go further. The next step is child mutilation, castration, double mastectomies. Many of these things are irreversible. Not only are certain teachers promoting this, but the hospitals as well. It's becoming a billion-dollar business for the medical profession. A lot of time they try to hide these things from parents. It's interesting, the old argument that we used to hear in the prison was that juvenile offenders were too young to be incarcerated for long periods because their brains weren't fully developed, and they therefore they didn't realize that their crime was wrong. But now we can allow children who think they may be the opposite sex to go through these hormone blockers and worse. There's an ad on TV, they're showing quite a bit, a young girl getting on a school bus. The ad says, it's promoting abortion, the ad says, not old enough to drink or go to the prom or vote, but old enough to get pregnant. And I just wonder, she's old enough to get pregnant, but the main issue they're saying, she's old enough to get an abortion. I mean, I think they're...
If she would be raped in some state, she would not be able to... Yes. She would not be allowed to have... She would be forced to have that child.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bess. Yeah. So, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, a lot of stuff. That one movie star just said last week, too, abortion is another name for mercy. A protester sign about said, "Abortion save lives." The same abortion fanatics want it legal right up to birth and after to abort a baby. If a baby is born with some defect or just not wanted, the doctor or mother should have the right to let the child die. It's interesting. I think it's Iceland. They have no Down syndrome children. And it's a very liberal nation. And the reason they have no Down syndrome children is they abort them before they're born. Vaccines for children is another thing that has me concerned. The odds of a child dying during the peak of COVID was 0.3%. And they were pushing it for the little ones. The large pharmaceuticals push all these experimental vaccines, not just for COVID, but for many other things too. Just watch the commercials on TV for any kind of medication. They'll tell you how great the medication is, and then majority of commercials telling you the harmful side effects. These people, these pharmaceutical companies, are not really concerned about our health, but their billion-dollar profits. There's now a new one out for RSV, this respiratory thing that kids get to give to pregnant mothers. And they really don't know what are the side effects for this. Just do it. They say do it, so do it. I would encourage you to do your research before you allow anyone or any commercial on TV to convince you to inject an experimental vaccine into your children. Pastor Beth, Linda, and Matt went to the Massey conference yesterday, and we'll have more to say on the topic discussed. But I recently heard the LGBTQ+ just met with a lot of representatives from America's large corporation. And one thing that was taken away was the LGBTQ community told the corporate heads that there's still 150 genders to still be identified. What concerns me about the LGBTQ+ is the plus. What's next? There's a move for changing the word pedophilia to a MAP, minor attracted person. Too much stigmatism for the word pedophilia. Going back to the school situation, if we don't get a grip on our education system, we will lose the next generation. It's time for me to step off my soapbox this morning. But don't take my word for what I said today. Do your research into your own school districts. Get involved with your kids and grandkids. See what's being taught to them. And I just would encourage everyone to go out and vote on Tuesday. This election is not about blue or red, Republican, Democrat, but it's plainly about good versus evil. I just encourage you to vote the Bible. Let's pray. Lord, I pray I didn't overstep my boundaries this morning, Lord, but I believe this is a message that you had given me, and I just wanted to relay it to our family at Wellspring, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would form a hedge of protection around each of our children, our grandchildren, Lord, that you would bless them with godly teachers, godly administrators, Lord, godly peers. We ask that you would protect them from the evil one, Lord, who's really behind all this, trying to steal another generation of children, if not through abortion, Lord, through crazy ideas. And we just pray against those demonic forces that would influence our schools, our teachers, our children. Lord, we pray, Lord, for repentance and revival to come to our nation, Lord. We pray that we would help us turn our hearts back to you, Lord, once again. Your word says, if your people will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray to you, you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land, Lord. That's what my prayer is this morning. You would heal and save our nation, Lord, before it's too late, Lord. So we just pray your will be done, your kingdom come in this election. We pray for godly leaders. We pray that the ungodly would either repent or be removed, Lord. And we ask for your continued blessing on our church family here, our children at Wellspring. In Jesus' name, amen.